Chapter 29. Instance, to datum. And so, an annotated chapter I said a lady told me as night so and so. There was nothing to indicate to the reader that that as night was several years old, therefore the phrase seemed to refer to a night of very recent date. What the lady had told me was that in a part of the Mother Church in Boston as he had seen scientists worshipping a portrait of Mrs. Eddy before which a light was kept constantly burning. A scientist came to me and wished me to retract that truth. He said there was no such portrait, and that if I wanted to be sure of it, I could go to Boston and see for myself. I explained that my as night meant a good while ago, that I did not doubt his assertion, that there was no such portrait there now, but that I should continue to believe it had been there at the time of the lady's visit until she should retract her statement herself. I was at no time vouching for the truth of the remark, nevertheless I considered it worth par. And yet I am sorry the lady told me, since a wound which brings me no happiness has resulted. I am most willing to apply such salve as I can. The best way to set the matter right and make everything pleasant and agreeable all around will be to print in this place a description of the shrine as it appeared to a recent visitor, Mr. Frederick W. Peabody, of Boston. I will copy his newspaper account, and the reader will see that Mrs. Eddy's portrait is not there now. We lately stood on the threshold of the Holy of Holies of the Mother Church, and with a crowd of worshippers patiently waited for admittance to the hallowed precincts of the Mother's room. ... Over the doorway was a sign informing us that but four persons at a time would be admitted, that they would be permitted to remain but 5 minutes only, and would please retire from the Mother's room at the ringing of the bell. Entering with three of the faithful, we looked with profane eyes upon the consecrated furnishings. A show woman in attendance monotonously announced the character of the different appointments. Set in a recess of the wall and illumined with electric light, was an oil painting the show woman seriously declared to be a lifelike and realistic picture of the chair in which the Mother sat when she composed her inspired work. It was a picture of an old-fashioned, country, hair-cloth rocking chair, and an exceedingly commonplace-looking table with a pile of manuscript, an ink bottle, and pen conspicuously upon it. On the floor were sheets of manuscript. The mantelpieces of pure onyx, continued the show woman, and the beehive upon the windowsill is made from one solid block of onyx. The rug is made of 100 breasts of eider down ducks, and the toilet room you see in the corner is of the latest design, with gold-plated drain pipes. The painted windows are from the Mother's poem, Christ and Christmas, and that case contains complete copies of all the Mother's books. The chairs upon which the sacred person of the Mother had reposed were protected from sacrilegious touch by a broad band of satin ribbon. My companions expressed their admiration in subdued and reverent tones, and at the tinkling of the bell we reverently tiptoed out of the room, to admit another delegation of the patient waiters at the door. Now then, I hope the wound is healed. I am willing to relinquish the portrait, and compromise on the chair. At the same time, if I were going to worship either, I should not choose the chair. As a picturesquely and persistently interesting personage, there is no mate to Mrs. Eddy, the accepted equal of the Savior. But some of her tastes are so different from his. I find it quite impossible to imagine him, in life, standing sponsor for that museum there, and taking pleasure in its sumptuous shows. I believe he would put that chair in the fire, and the bell along with it, and I think he would make the show woman go away. I think he would break those electric bulbs, and the mantelpiece of pure onyx, and say reproachful things about the golden drain pipes of the lavatory, and give the costly rug of duck breasts to the poor, and sever the satin ribbon and invite the weary to rest, and ease their aches in the consecrated chairs. What he would do with the painted windows we can better conjecture, when we come presently to examine their peculiarities. the Christian Science Pastor Universal when Mrs. Eddy turned the pastors out of all the Christian Science churches and abolished the office for all time as far as human occupancy is concerned. She appointed the Holy Ghost to fill their place. If this language be blasphemous, I did not invent the blasphemy, I am merely stating a fact. I will quote from page 227 of Science and Health, edition 1899, as a first step towards an explanation of this startling matter, a passage which sets forth and classifies the Christian Science Trinity. Life, truth, and love constitute the triune God, or triply divine principle. They represent a trinity in unity, three in one, the same in essence, though multiform in office. God the Father, Christ the type of sonship, divine science, or the Holy Comforter. The Holy Ghost, or Spirit, reveals this triune principle, and the Holy Ghost is expressed in divine science, which is the Comforter, leading into all truth, and revealing the divine principle of the universe, universal and perpetual harmony. I will cite another passage. Speaking of Jesus, his students then received the Holy Ghost. By this is meant, that by all they had witnessed and suffered they were roused to an enlarged understanding of divine science, even to the spiritual interpretation. Of his teachings, etc. Also, page 579, in the chapter called the Glossary. Holy Ghost. Divine science, the developments of life, truth, and love. The Holy Ghost reveals the massed spirit of the fused Trinity. This massed spirit is expressed in divine science, and is the Comforter. Divine science conveys to men the spiritual interpretation of the Savior's teachings. That seems to be the meaning of the quoted passages. Divine science is Christian science. The book Science and Health is a revelation of the whole spirit of the Trinity, and is therefore the Holy Ghost. It conveys to men the spiritual interpretation of the Bible's teachings, and therefore is the Comforter. I do not find this analyzing work easy, I would rather saw wood. And a person can never tell whether he has added up a Science and Health sum right or not, anyway, after all his trouble. Neither can he easily find out whether the texts are still on the market or have been discarded from the book. For 258 editions of it have been issued, and no two editions seem to be alike. The annual changes in technical terminology, in matter and wording, in transpositions of Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.